These are some brief suggestions for creating the conditions that may support mindfulness practices that involve sitting. And all of the practices on this CD are sitting practices. After this brief track, there is a short mindfulness of breathing, followed by a longer mindful sitting practice, with fairly detailed instructions. On another CD, there is another longer sitting practice again, but this time with just a few words from me, from when you would prefer to guide yourself. You may find it initially useful to listen to this first track a few times before doing your sitting practice. And then it's fine if you feel like dispensing with these preliminaries and going straight to the sitting practices on tracks 2 or 3 of this CD. At the heart of mindfulness practice is an attitude of openness to whatever we experience, whether it's what we want or not, folding everything that happens into our awareness and noticing our responses to it. However, we give ourselves the best chance of allowing our mindfulness practice to take root if we start with the most conducive environment to help us keep our seat. This generally means setting a regular time to practice each day. Ideally, first thing in the morning, so that the practice can infuse the rest of your day. Although, this may not be possible or ideal for everyone. And also, finding, if you can, a place where you will not be interrupted by people or pets or the phone. It's ideal to find a place that is not so warm that you'll become drowsy, and not so cold that it will be uncomfortable. Creating this physical space and time may mean letting people you live with know what you're planning to do, and agreeing with yourself to put aside other tasks that you have to do for the period of this practice, and allowing yourself this time to nurture yourself and your well-being. And now as you take your seat, it's really worth spending some time experimenting with your posture. It may take some time before you find a position that feels really right for you. A cushion or meditation stool on the floor or a chair are all fine. If you're sitting cross-legged on a cushion on the floor, ensuring if possible that both knees are touching the floor by elevating your backside with enough cushions until this becomes possible, and using cushions under one or both knees. If you're in a kneeling position, either on a stool or on cushions, ensuring you have enough elevation beneath you to be comfortable for an extended period. And this may mean more padding beneath you than feels immediately necessary at the start of the practice. If you're sitting in a chair, as best you can, sitting away from the backrest, using a cushion in the small of your back if this helps, so that your back is straight and self-supporting, and not held up by the chair. Both feet are best placed squarely on the floor, with a cushion underneath them, if this is more comfortable. Whatever position you choose should support the straightness of your back, so you do not feel you are straining it to keep it straight. However you are seated, your backside and your feet or knees should be firmly planted, and from this position of stability and rootedness, your back rises upwards, straight and uplifted, but not rigid, enabling you to adopt a tree or mountain-like posture. In this way, the posture embodies the attitude we can bring to our experience within the practice, of openness, awakeness, dignity, and ease. Whatever position you're in, allowing your hands to fall into your lap or on your knees, using a cushion on your lap under your hands if you're in a chair and can feel your shoulders being dragged down by your arms. Checking your shoulders to ensure they're not hunched or sagging, releasing any tension you feel there or in your jaw and neck. It should feel as if the crown of your head reaches upwards, with your gaze being directed downwards a few meters ahead of you if your eyes are open, or else closing your eyes. So fully inhabiting your posture now.